Sometimes, you know, I sigh in my spirit and a heaviness comes over me. And the reason for the heaviness is that the message I teach is not one that is really what people want to hear. Because it's what used to be called the deeper life, which is the life of death to self, crucifixion. He might increase, I might decrease. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. And however you crumble it, that is not a popular message. People don't want that. They want healings, they want miracles, they want the easy route. But you know, the moment that we come down from the cross, we lose our authority and we lose any power that we had. Because the only power is found in the place of being crucified with Christ, so that we can say, nevertheless, I live, but not I, but Christ who lives in me. So that everything that we do, everything we think, everything we say, comes from the source of Christ himself, the Spirit of Christ, where the power is invested, the government is invested. And it's not a one-off choice. It's something you decide to walk as a lifestyle. That you decide that if Jesus sacrificed himself for us, I'm going to sacrifice myself, my right to myself, to him. And then you systematically set about engaging with the Holy Spirit in the death process. And it's not a sad thing. For me, it's the most joyful thing to be set free from all the trappings and the pull of the earthly, so that I might actually say, I am seated with him in heavenly places. That I am walking in resurrection life. That I am an overcomer. But all the while we're satisfied with less. I'm afraid that mediocrity will be our portion. I know that this teaching can be received as there being an elite. No. What there is those who've decided that they only get one shot at this thing and they are going to give it all they have got unto the death. I know I'm not going to be martyred for Christ. He told me that a long time ago. But there is a daily dying, which is probably more painful. Death on the instalment plan that brings you to the place of being more than a conqueror. But you get to choose. And so this morning I'm just a little bit wistful. In the Greek there are four definitions of the little word if, and one of them is wishful mode. If I wish you would, but I don't think you will. And that is my feeling this morning. I wish you would choose to put your whole self in and live a life sacrificed for the one who sacrificed his for you. He's not going to love you any the less, whatever you choose. So it's over to you really again, isn't it? And remember, heads you win, tails you win. There are no losers in this. God bless you as you think about this.